You know, it is good to be coming to you live today from Grant County. Where is Grant County? Well, Grant County is the home of Leith, North Dakota, people that are going through, in all fairness to them, a tough time, a really tough time. You wake up in Leith and you know every neighbor, and my guess is if it's anything like the hometown I grew up in, you don't lock your door. If you need something, you can go to your neighbors and leave them a note, and then you buy it when you go to the store in Carson or wherever, and you replace it. It's just the way things work in small towns. You look out for each other. If there's an elderly lady in town and she needs help shoveling, you go over and you help shovel. That's the way small towns work, and that's not happening in Leith right now. If you go into Leith, North Dakota right now, what you're going to find is some white supremacists have moved into town. They've bought up lots, they've bought up vacant buildings, and they've said this is home. And we're going to take this community and we're going to turn it into a Nazi community, a white supremacist community. And, of course, there's people that call this town home. And have for years. And there's people who know it from living in Grant County and covering Grant County for years. And so they're doing everything they can. They're doing everything they can to try to fight, this racial bigotry. And we're going to help. That's what we're here for today. Understand what the goal of News and Views is today. The goal of News and Views is to help the good people that called Leith home. Now, how do you do that? You make a donation. I did it today. My friend Rick Ingen, who I traveled with today, did it as well. We were happy to do it, and it just was the right thing to do. You make a donation to the City of Leith Legal Defense Fund. That's pretty simple. It's you go to the Grant County State Bank, 202 North Main Street in Carson. If you want to mail it, do it the old-fashioned way, 58529. And Amy will make sure all of that is on the KFGO website as well as the website you're about to hear a lot about. And also, you can do it by donating in many other ways. And the best person I can get on to talk about that is Greg Bruce, one of the people that contacted us and said, get on down here. Greg, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you.
The website you created is absolutely amazing. Your Facebook page is tremendous. Obviously, you have a passion for trying to help the people of Leith.
Yeah, they asked me. I offered in the beginning, and then they asked me to help them out since I do other websites around the county. So within a couple of days, I had everything up and running, Facebook page up and running. And so it's been really phenomenal, the number of people from all over the world.
I want to go through one more time what you find on these. If you go to the Facebook page, if you go to the website, what are people going to see? How do they donate? Tell them one more time.
Well, the place you can donate is Leith, LEITHND.com. On the main page, there's a PayPal donate button. You just click that, and you don't even have to have a PayPal account. You can donate whatever you want, make a comment as you donate. And then on the Facebook page, you can view all the comments that people have made about the situation.
How controversial is this site? Are you taking heat from kind of all sides of the corner here?
Yeah, I'm taking heat from pretty much every government official in Grant County. They're not real happy with the fact that the county's getting all this attention. And Facebook has shut us down three times. It's still shut down. This morning at 1 o'clock, I went in there to upload some stuff, and it was shut down for the third time because of violation of their community policies.
And what does that mean?
That means that there was a video I put on there 3 weeks ago of the Trisha Goddard show that Cheryl and Bobby Harper and Craig Cobb were on. They shut it down because they said it had racial overtone content. And then I went to her website this morning, checked her Facebook page. It's on her page, but that's not on Leith's page.
Well, but you're getting play from all over the world on your page.
Oh, yeah. There's over 3 million hits from all over the world in just about 5 weeks. I've never seen a website or a Facebook page get that many hits.
Jill Freeze is the eyes and ears and kind of the person that makes sure you find out what's going on in Grant County. She's the Grant County News publisher. Jill, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel.
Small town newspapers, it's everything. It really is, and that isn't because Tony Bender and I are Harley buddies. I want you to know that. You're president of the association right now, I hear, huh?
I am.
Good. Keep fighting the good fight because I love my small town newspapers. What's it like to, at any time, you know, a normal day being an obituary or a big school event or a big wedding anniversary, or, hey, you might have had a tragic fire or an accident, and now you're covering something that hits the whole nation as big as this.
It really is something like we've never done before. We've never covered something quite this big. It's difficult, though, because we are such a small newspaper. We're not used to covering things of this magnitude, so it's kind of thrown us for a little bit of a loop, and we have had to ask for some help from outside reporters, such as the Bismarck Tribune, to help out with that.
I think the work that Lauren Donovan has done down here is amazing. And, of course, Lauren's somebody I've known from years, being a family friend, and I just respect the heck out of her work. And so Lauren was one of the first people I talked to here. And I asked Lauren last night this question I'm about to ask you. Are you ever afraid?
I am. Once in a while, I am afraid. Craig Cobb has come into my office several times, and I'm never sure what he's going to say or what he's going to do. You know, I've been at the Leith City Council meetings, especially when the gentleman kind of went off on a tangent.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what was going to happen at that meeting. There weren't very many people there, and I thought, if something goes wrong, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen or who's going to be there to protect us.
I watched the video of that meeting, Greg, and what I noticed at that meeting was how calm everyone was until, you know, the sheriff came. When Sheriff Bay came and defused the situation and got him out of the room. But when I was watching the video, the folks that were involved in that meeting had much better patience than I would have had. And I don't know how. I think it's really good the way you handle this, because I would have never let him get behind me. I'd have never let him get behind me. And when I stood to protect someone, as one individual did, I sure wouldn't have had my hands in my pockets. And it's just interesting to me how well everyone handles this. And I'm kind of curious from you, Jill, if you sense that when you talk to them.
You know, the composure of the people at the meeting, I was really respectful of everybody at that meeting. And I think they just understand that they're there to do their job. They're there to do city business. They don't want a fight to break out. They weren't about to respond to anything.
Fall into the trap.
Yeah, exactly.
Fall into it. It didn't matter if he was drunk or not.
No.
They weren't
going to
fall into his trap, is the point.
Exactly.
Which tells me also, though, because I've reffed a lot of football games in my life. I know tempers. And what it tells me is that they're talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're strategizing a little bit. And they're saying, don't fall into this trap.
They are. And they know that they just want, you know, some of these gentlemen that are coming from the National Socialist Movement, they want these people to get angry. And they want them to respond in a negative way. And the people of Leith just aren't those kind of people. They're very calm. They're very respectful people. So
Jill Fries is our guest. She's publisher of the Grant County News. Jill, when you look at this, and obviously it's in your blood because nobody gets rich running a small town newspaper, right?
Can
you acknowledge that? But when you look at this, did you ever think when journalism was a passion of yours, I'll bet you're being covered, if not nationwide, worldwide.
Yeah, you know, nobody ever covered me when I was doing stories about little old ladies knitting and all the wonderful creations they were making. But, you know, you bring something like this into our county and it does make worldwide news.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman from London. The London Sun came in and was asking me questions. And it baffled me that people were coming all the way across the world just to visit with us about Leith.
I have hunted this area since the 80s, 80s, 90s, you know, I've hunted it for three, four decades now. And I know this area really well. And I've never driven to Leith until yesterday. I have never driven into this town until yesterday because, you know, it was off the path of where I was going. I was heading towards the Mott, area. I was headed, towards New Leipzig and other areas like that. And so when I drove into Leith, it just brought back memories of kind of the way I grew up, small towns, and how you look out for each other. In terms of what needs to get out there news-wise, I'm going to go back to you, Greg, because more than anything, you know, tools like this, like what Lauren's using with the Bismarck Tribune, you know, like I know K-Fire did a really good piece on their broadcast out of you know, and I know, and I want to give some credit to the Fargo Forum. I think the Fargo Forum has done a good job on some of the coverage of this. But what isn't being told? Is anything not being told, Greg, that needs to be told about this story?
Well, I think a lot of this not being told is the patience that Jill said about the people in the meetings and so on. I think that's the biggest issue, is the people in Leith are not getting enough support from the local area. That's just my opinion, of course.
But, well, you're entitled to it. That's why I asked you for it.
And that's, they've told me this a dozen times. They're frustrated. I know Grant County law enforcement is extremely frustrated. There's just no way that you can tell people, you got to stop this. There's no other way to tell them.
Yeah. Well, guys, is there anything else? I'm here to make sure your word gets out. In fact, let's do this, okay, because I'm not watching my clock and Amy screaming into my ears at the same time, doing her job pretty doggone well. So stick with me for a little bit. Welcome back to News and Views. We're on the road today, coming to you live from Grant County. I'm Joel Heitkamp, your host. You're listening to us here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, KLXX, Super Talk out of Bismarck, Mandan, and KNDK 1080 out of beautiful Langdon, North Dakota, and Keys, KEYZ 660 out of Williston, North Dakota. And to all of those listeners who have found us in Dickinson and Minot through that Keys signal, that big boomer signal in the west, thank you. It is so good to hear you back on the News and Views team, and good to have you back with us. I'm joined, and I still have with me Greg Bruce. He's the Leith website developer. He's worked with their website, Facebook, their Twitter. Jill Fries is the local publisher here with the Grant County News. Jill, how do you know when we've gone too far? And that was a question I had to ask myself, that when we're giving them too much media.
I almost wonder if the media sensation hasn't already hurt us. You know, it started as a local problem, and it just exploded into a worldwide problem. But he loves the media attention. All of them.
Well, plays right into his
hands. Oh, definitely.
And I'm doing that mm-hmm. right now, too. I realize mm-hmm. that.
But we're talking more about the city of Leith and the people of Leith who just need help, and they want to maintain that small town. It's over 100 years old, this community. All they want is to maintain that small, quiet town atmosphere and keep the values that they have in the community. And that's what we're trying to do.
The biggest problem they want to deal with is if the neighbor's dog barks.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the type of town that they wanted to live mm-hmm. in, right? I mean, that's it. And I know from visiting with the sheriff's department that's a concern of theirs. How much media attention people like me, who have a lot of people listening on the radio, give to all of this. And yet you're the one here covering it. How do we help raise money for their legal fund if we don't get word out on it?
It's my job as the county newspaper to tell the people in the county what's happening yep. within our county boundaries. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to sensationalize him at all. I'm trying just to tell the story of what's happening in Leith.
And for my money, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thanks. So.
You are. And hats off again to Lauren Donovan, who mm-hmm. really got this story out there. I want to go back to Greg Bruce about this. Greg, first off, one more time, you are tech savvy. I'd love to take you on the road with me all the time because you know way more than what I know about getting things up and running. That being said, not everybody listening to you, by now they've gone and got a tablet and a pen, and they're listening in their living room, and they're saying, now wait a second, Joel, give that information out again. Tell us how to reach all of that one more time in terms of how to give and donate to this fund. Why don't you tell them?
Well, the best way would be to either mail a check to made out to the Leith Legal Defense Fund, mail it to Grant County State Bank in Carson, and that's at 202 North Main Street in Carson, North Dakota, 58529. Or if they're computer savvy, you can go to the Leith website, leithnd.com. Right on the front page is a PayPal donate button. just go ahead and donate whatever you feel like you can do, and you can make a comment. And this money, excuse me, goes into the PayPal account. It gets transferred over to the Grant County State Bank. And so far, there's been quite a few thousand dollars. That's all I can say. I don't really know everything. But that's the best way to do it.
Well, and the other part to all of that is Leith didn't have a legal defense fund.
No.
They didn't have a legal defense fund. And when you hire top-notch attorneys, they've got Kelch, Ruff, and Crando, firms that I've known for years. They did a lot of lobbying work for different clients back in my legislative days. And when you hire people like that to have your back and to present your legal work, it's going to cost money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost money. And so this is one way I think that no one wants this to happen to their small town can. You know, they can help this town and hopefully set a tone for other towns as well. So,
right.
Guys, thank you. Is there anything else you want to get out, Joe?
No, I just want to make sure that, you know, the people of Leith understand that we're here to help them out and to maintain that small town that we all know and love.
Okay. Greg, anything else before I let you go?
I agree with Jill. I think that all the video and photography that I do hopefully will let people know exactly what's going on out there based on what it goes on the website and the Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much
for inviting us down. Glad to be here with you in Grant County.
Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to visit with law enforcement about this. How do you deal with it if you are law enforcement? If you're Steve Bay, you know, you knew what you were getting into when you got this job, or did you? You know, when this all came up, I doubt running for sheriff for Grant County that he said, you know what, someday I'm going to have to deal with a white supremacist movement happening in my backyards here. So we'll visit with Sheriff Bay about that. We'll also visit with Grant County Deputy Darwin Roth. I got a chance. Oh, I don't think he wants to come on. He's looking at me. No. Okay, so we'll visit with the sheriff about it, and we'll find out what standards he adheres to as he has to deal with it. So stick around. More coming your way right here on News and Views. Welcome back to News and Views as we come to you live from Grant County. I want to thank David and Cheryl Greger for being such great hosts of today's show. We're joined now by Grant County Sheriff Steve Bay. Sheriff Bay, good to have you on News and Views.
Thank you.
Ask for a pay increase.
I'll ask. I'll ask, but it may not happen.
I don't think the Grant County Commission is going to jump up and down and say, boy. Okay, obvious questions. How do you deal with this on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis?
You know, and that is a good question. It's consumed not only mine, but my entire office. It's consumed a lot of our time. Frankly, we're probably just about at wit's end. It's hard to keep control of your patients.
You have what, a 3-person staff?
I have 3 deputies and myself.
Keep that in mind. The geographical area of Grant County is?
We have 1,600 square miles.
There. So you've got 3 people, 1,600 square miles. And you were dealing with that before all of this.
Well, that's correct. We have a large recreation area that adds another 2,500 people to our county on any given weekend up at Lake Chida. So it's a handful.
Okay. So in terms, and you know, you swore an oath and you took the job. I get that. And you're good at what you do, or you wouldn't have the job. They wouldn't have said, I want you for the job. But how do you assure the residents of Grant County, and in particular the citizens of Leith, that they're safe? Do you feel comfortable looking at them thinking that they are?
Yes, I do. We've been doing this for a long period of time. Within the department, for only 4 personnel, we have a lot of years of experience. The people over in Leith and the entire county, they know us. They know our word is good for it. And we're going to do the best we can, granted there are only 4 of us.
Okay, so I saw the video of the gentleman that, and it wasn't Mr. Cobb, but it was a gentleman in town, and the name escapes me. You probably know the name. But he got all out of control at the city council meeting, or prior to the city council meeting. You, as sheriff, had to come over to that meeting, defuse it. You calmly explained to him that, look, if you raise your hand, you'll be treated in a way that everyone's treated and be allowed to ask your question to the council. He still wouldn't quit screaming profanities and everything else, and you escorted him out of the building. Does that mean, and the question I'm leading up to is really based upon this, does that mean that every city council meeting now you have to staff? Does that mean that this is, in terms of a person, you almost have to have a person there all the time?
I'm afraid to say yes. That's probably exactly what it means. It's easier to defuse a situation if you're there. You can stop it really before it gets started. If you're not there and you get a call, by the time you get there, 10, 15, 20 minutes, it can be out of hand and just tough to get a handle on. So, yes, we'll probably be attending all the meetings for a while here yet.
Okay, so Craig Cobb, the man that started all of this and bought the home in Leith, private conversations that you've had with him to try to set a tone of hey, look, you know, this is what's expected. I mean, you keep using the word diffuse. So my belief is that you've talked with him and said, you know, you got to behave or we're going to have to do something about it. What response do you get from him when you meet with him?
I actually do have a pretty fair rapport with Mr. Cobb, and you're correct. I talk to him just about daily. He knows what I will tolerate and what myself or the citizens won't tolerate. There is a certain aspect of freedom of speech in this country. That's why he's here. He can get by with saying and doing a few things that not everybody agrees with, including myself. But as long as the law isn't broken, that's my concern.
Okay, so the night of the video that I saw at the Leith Council meeting, was law broken?
Yes, it was, in my opinion.
And did you charge anyone with a law that was broken?
Yes, I did.
And what were they charged with?
Disorderly conduct.
Okay, and so after so many of those, does it build to something else?
Yes, it does.
And what does it build to?
Well, depending on the severity of it, it can lead to criminal mischief. It can lead to terrorizing, which escalates into a felony if it keeps going.
Let's talk a little bit about the allies that you have in this defense of the town of Leith. The turnout from the North Dakota Highway Patrol was tremendous when there was a rally held in Leith. I saw them working in conjunction with your department on that. Can you talk to me a little bit about the people that you called to say, look, I've got a three-man staff here. I need some help.
Yes, the Highway Patrol was very good to work with. As far as several of the other sheriff departments, they keep track of what's going on, and they actually called me and asked if I needed help. They'd be glad to send help. I did take advantage of Mercer County. We work good together. They sent some employees, and Stark County sent some employees. Obviously, the Highway Patrol sent the better part of them.
In the training for your men and for the others that come in, is there expertise that they brought to all of this that, you know, hey, I mean, let's be honest. I could run for Richland County Sheriff tomorrow, and hopefully they wouldn't be foolish enough to elect me, but I could win. And I don't have the type of training that I need to do the type of job you do. So it begs this question. How do you get everybody up to speed so that you're comfortable with your staff and the people you surrounded yourself with, that you become an agent to diffuse rather than to ignite?
My staff and myself, obviously, we talk about the situation daily. We went to briefings in Bismarck and met with everybody several times. We had the layout of the city, plans were drawn up, they knew what I was going to do and where. As far as the protest, I have that ability by law to dictate that, and that's what we based it on. The Highway Patrol, with part of their team that was there, they're the ones that have the expertise in crowd and riot control if that becomes necessary, and that's why they were there.
Sheriff Steve Bay is our guest. The other part that goes along with this is a busy time of year for you as well. Your roads between hunting, between, you know, school activities and everything else, I mean, things pick up in the fall in this country. This is the pheasant hunting capital of the world. You got a lot of different license plates. And I thought of this last night driving over to Mott, where I stayed last night. You know, you see license plates from all over the country. Normally, your mind as sheriff or your deputies would have instantly went to, well, another pheasant hunter came down. You know, now you don't know that anymore. So when you approach that vehicle, if they're speeding or if they make a wrong U-turn in the middle of Main Street and have to go talk to them about how the rules are to drive, like a certain somebody from Richland County did yesterday, if you do that, you know, what do you have to do to make sure the days of just walking up and knocking on the window are over in Grant County, I would guess?
Yes, that's correct. And that's partly true even before the situation that Leith has now. The walking up to a vehicle, especially at night, we're trained for that, but it's easy to get lax in your home community, and we try to stress to keep observing and watching what you're doing. But yes, it's changed a lot in the last few years, not only in Grant County, but over the entire state.
Sheriff Bay, this is really an opportunity for you not just to speak to the residents of Leith, and there are many here at the cafe, but it's also an opportunity for you to speak to North Dakota as a whole. And I think that the places that I grew up in would really want some advice for you. You know, you're doing what you can for Leith, and we're trying to do what we can to help Leith. But how the next Leith, the next town that gets faced with this, what's your advice to them?
They have to be careful as to who's purchasing land and who's moving into the community. And this is a real tough time for that because of the oil explosion. We have new people coming in by the hour, so it's hard to keep track of who's doing what. What we started doing, and as a sheriff's department, not a strange vehicle goes by that we don't run a license plate. And then we run the name. And then we run a criminal check. And that gives us a lot of information as to mindset, where they're from, their history, and what's going on. That's to be observant is the key issue.
Well, it would also seem to me that a case could be made to go back to the Grant County Commission and say, look, I didn't deal this hand, but I got to deal with it. Are you going to make a pitch for more deputies?
I have. Not necessarily more deputies. We do our own paperwork. We do not have a secretary, and that would help tremendously. When the story of Leith, when this first got going, there were a couple days where I was averaging 100 calls a day, and it's pretty tough to get something done when you're on the phone all day long. So a secretary is what we need the most right now.
I want to ask you this, and it's obviously I'm considered part of the problem of all of that. I'm going to go back home, and I'm going to sit down in Hankinson, and people are going to look at me, and they're going to say, you know, you were part of the problem, Heitkamp. If you don't give him any attention, and he's more apt to go away, okay? You know, but yet these folks have to get some money in their pockets to get the lawyers they need to do the type of things we just talked about. You know, make sure their ordinances are in place. Make sure they have the right to knock down old buildings. Make sure they have the right to put tough standards in of who can live where. So that being said, you know, we're in this catch-22 of all of this. In your opinion as sheriff, would Leith and Grant County be better off if none of us paid any attention to this at all?
No, I don't think so. There again, you know, you're stuck with doing the same thing I have to do, draw a fine line. I think the news media has been good, and they've been good for me to work with. There comes a time, though, when I think you have to be careful not to exploit the story, just to make sure it's the news that's out there and the facts. But, Leith and Grant County, we have this problem here now. And without the news media, or with the news media's help, we might prevent another county or another city from having similar situations.
In the relationship that you have with Mr. Cobb, do you see an end game here, or do you think his resolve is such that a year from now we know that he'll be in Leith?
I believe Mr. Cobb, in my opinion, is here to stay.
So he's here.
He's here.
And the people that he brings along with him are here.
They're going to come and go, but there will always be people coming and visiting.
And it's going to be part of our lives.
I believe so at this point in time.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. That isn't what I was hoping you were going to say. You know, there are many of us that were hoping that winter would fix some of that. But then knowing that spring could bring it back. You know, the other thing that goes along with all of that is, you know, the city can pass certain ordinances and certain rules and go through the legal process of doing that. And that puts you in a position where if he doesn't adhere to that, if he doesn't have running water and sewer, for example, and he's just using an outhouse, that can be a violation of city ordinance, then you're put in a position where you have to enforce it.
That's correct.
And are they in communication with you on that?
Yes, the city's been real good. Their mayor and I visit quite frequently. As far as being in communication, it's pretty much on the always being done.
Okay. Sheriff, anything else you want to add to all the people listening to you today?
Well, I need to wish Heidi a happy birthday.
Yeah, it is her birthday. She's old. She's got. I think she's 78 today. Well, wait, maybe I got it a little strong there. She's 7 years older than I am, so that makes her about 50s. She's either 57 or 58, but it is her birthday today.
And just to let the people of Leith know that we're going to do what it takes. I have a fine line in protecting somebody, and I have a fine line in somebody breaking the law, and we'll handle that.
I want to extend this to you because you know about media as well as anybody now, maybe even better than you did before. You know the power of Facebook. You know the power of Twitter. You know the power of you know, radio, TV, all of that, print. I mean, print has been doing just a fabulous job in all of this. When News and Views is the most powerful radio show in the state, it is. That's going to sound like bragging, but we've got the most listeners. When you need us, call us. You're not going to find us every day saying, Sheriff Bay, come on. Because I don't think that that's in your best interest or the people of Leith's best interest. But if you need to use that tool, I want to make sure you know it's available to you.
I appreciate that, and don't be surprised if I come knocking on your door.
Okay. Sheriff Bay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Welcome back to News and Views as we come to you live from Leith today. And it's one of those chances, or we're in Grant County, I should say, we're in New Leipzig. Michael, one of the individuals who's involved with the movement, the white supremacist movement, has called into the show. He wants some airtime, and we're going to get him on. Michael, you're on News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
Good to have you on. Your thoughts on all of this?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's good to be on, yeah. First of all, I'd like to correct a big misconception. You know, I'm certainly not a white supremacist. I'm very proud of my race and our heritage and our history and our accomplishments. But I'm not a supremacist, and most of the people in Leith are not supremacists either. They're separatists, Joel.
Okay, so what are you really... Okay, let's use that word. Let's use separatist. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, things in the larger cities, you may not have the problems up there, but the black crime rate, the Hispanic crime rate, has gotten it to the point their murder rates, their assault rates, their flash mob beating rate.
And Michael, you blame the race for that and not the individual?
Well, it's a general trend that can be generalized to the race. Whereas
Michael, I'm going to tell you what, and I'm going to put you on hold. Amy will tell you how to call back in a bit. Obviously, the clock's got me. I got to make money, too. But I'm not trying to stop you from being on. Obviously, I wanted you to be able to get on. Now, when we come back, we're going to get the mayor of Leith on. And also, Michael, we will give you access. We called Mr. Cobb. He didn't return our call. And, you know, we'll let him speak. We'll let him say their side as much as some people might disagree with it. Stick around. More coming your way here on News and Views.